Our scripture reading for this morning comes from the 17th chapter of the Gospel according to John. Am I getting feedback?
No?
Okay. It just sounds weird to me. We have in this 17th chapter some teachings of Jesus. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink. Later, you may eat and drink.' What do you think the slave was doing for what was commanded? So also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are only worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done.'" In just a few minutes, as you've probably noticed in your bulletin for the communion service, I will be reading the words of institution in several different languages that I have at least a passing familiarity with. And one of those languages is the language of Shona. Shona is a very interesting language. It is the language spoken by most people in Zimbabwe. And the reason I have a little bit of familiarity with it is that in Newport, as a part of the New Hampshire Conference partnership with the United Church of Christ in Zimbabwe, we had a partner church in Mutare, Zimbabwe. And so we would occasionally incorporate scripture readings in Shona or various other elements of worship in that language. And I was usually the person tagged to do it. It's a very different language from English. It's actually quite different. They don't have an L, for one thing. They use an R instead of an L, which is kind of confusing. So as I was planning out what languages I was going to use at various spots in this part of the service, I realized I could not find my Shona Bible. Now, by odd coincidence, I had been chatting on Facebook with the pastor of our former partner church, just catching up with the news from Zimbabwe, the economic troubles that they're having, the political oppression, and all the other challenges that people face on a daily basis. This is a country where there is 95% unemployment. 95% unemployment. People who are lucky enough to have jobs sometimes go months without being paid. So I asked Liberty if he could tell me how you would say the particular words I wanted in Shona. Send it back to me just like that. And I was good. And so we have that today. Do you know, it occurred to me that ability to communicate like that is something that still does not get old for me. To think that I would be able to communicate with somebody in Africa right at that moment is remarkable. And I could choose, if I wanted to not avail myself of that particular gift. But why would I not want to? With all the possibilities that gift of communication has to bring. The world that we live in today is a world full of gifts. Gifts that sometimes are ignored and not used. Gifts that can be exploited. But gifts nevertheless. Some of these gifts are external to us and others are within us. And that's what we want to focus on today. How we can use the gifts that God has given each of us to be the people that God wants us to be. So the question here is about faith. And the disciples are with Jesus and they ask him, "Can we have more faith?" And Jesus' response is, "Well, all you need is faith that is like the grain, the size of a grain of a mustard seed." On your bulletin, you can see a picture of, it's not my hand, somebody else's, with a mustard seed in the middle of the palm of their hand. It's how tiny a mustard seed is. It's like this. This is all the faith you need, Jesus says, to move mountains. It's all you need. And Jesus responds, continues to answer them with a rather puzzling statement. It's not even really a parable about how a servant does what he's supposed to do and shouldn't accept thanks. I've often wondered if he was talking about others, if he was talking about himself. I don't think anybody knows. Sometimes there are things in the Bible that just, even if you can translate the words, they don't translate because of cultural assumptions from that time and the difference between their time and ours. But I think there is a connection. We'll think about that. Because there is a connection between faith and service. The apostles want more faith. They want the greater ability to do what they need to do. And they worry about how they're going to be able to carry out their mission instead of actually carrying it out. Have you ever, and I hope I'm not the only one in this, have you ever, instead of doing something, you sit and you worry about how you're going to do it? Has anybody ever, anybody else ever done that? Okay, there's a few of you. All right. You know what that's like. Holy cow, do I have everything I need? Oh no, I'm going to be able to. Instead of just going and simply doing it. We all do that at one time or another. What Jesus wants the disciples to do is to use those gifts, that gift of faith. And it doesn't have to be very big. Because faith isn't something that can be quantified. It's not a thing. It's not something that you can buy in the store by the quart. It's there. And we all have it. What we need to do is to learn how to use it, to be like those servants that have what they need to do what they need to do. And there they are. Faith is a gift from God. Faith is a gift. You know, in the New Testament, faith sometimes is used in the as a noun, but most of the time, it's a verb. It's what you do, it's not what you have. Faith is a verb, it's what you do. And faith, now let me get to the end of my sentence here, because this may be a shocking thing. Faith doesn't always involve believing. Good. You're all still conscious. Faith doesn't always involve believing. What the word faith really means is trust. It means trust. It doesn't mean just intellectually acknowledging something to be true or not true. Something that doesn't matter whether it's true or not. Faith means trust. It is something you actively do. So whenever you see the word faith in the New Testament, you can substitute the word trust. And that's what it means. So if you look at it in that light, we all understand what trusting is, right? You trust the people you live with, hopefully. You trust that as you get into your automobile first thing in the morning to go to work or to do your errands or whatever it is you're doing, you trust that that vehicle is going to start up and it's going to get you safely to where you need to go. We all understand what trust is. When you have something difficult to tell a friend or a loved one, someone whom you trust that they are going to hear what you have to say and not judge you. And if it's something that needs to be kept quiet, you trust them that they are going to keep it quiet and keep it to themselves. That's what faith is. So if we think in terms of trust, we're really talking about trusting in God. Now, there's another thing about faith, too, and that is that it's not just something that is static. It's something we do, but if it's something we do, the way you get more faith, the way you strengthen it, is you exercise it. You exercise it. When you learn how to do something new, if it's something you really want to do, it could be anything, how to play a musical instrument, how to read or speak another language, whatever it might be, the way to become more proficient in it is to continue to do it. And the more you do it, the more you grow, and you can incorporate that into your life however you will. But if you just start it and then don't finish, the gift kind of slips away. So how much faith do we need? Just that much. Just that much, because there's a whole lot packed into that tiny little seed. There's enough to move mountains. There's enough to change lives in that tiny little seed. Faith is a verb. Faith is a verb. And we already have that ability to trust. We already have it. In a sense, I think that's why Jesus tells the disciples, you only need that much. He knows that they have it already. They already have the ability to trust. They already have that ability. The challenge is to act on that gift. That's the part that's not so easy. If it were just simply a matter of acknowledging, oh yeah, I believe that. That's not so hard. That doesn't cost you anything. But to trust. Trust can be difficult. But we all know what it is to trust at various times. When you start a new venture, you trust it's going to go well, especially if it's one when you pick up and you move your family and you go somewhere else. Boy, I've done that more times than I care to think about. You trust that what you're going to is going to be good and worth it. And that trust becomes action. I tell you a story about a man named Millard Fuller, who I think is no longer living. He was a successful business person and a person of faith. At one point in his life, he decided that even though he was making a lot of money, he was successful at what he did, his life felt empty. So he sold most of what he owned, founded a Christian community down in Georgia named Koinonia with a man named Clarence Jordan. And out of that grew Habitat for Humanity, which, as you know, is an organization that rehabs or builds homes, often in blighted areas. Imagine the faith it would take to leave a comfortable, successful employment as a business person and sell everything and then do something totally different. That would take a lot of faith. It would take a lot of trust. Most of us aren't going to do big dramatic things like that. But we do have the opportunity to trust. We have within us already that potential, that mustard seed, because that's all it takes. It doesn't take up very much space in your mind. We have that already. Each one of us. We have that mustard seed within us. So the challenge is to take that seed and allow it to grow by practicing, and doing, and translating that trust into everything that we do in our faith journeys. This is what Jesus is calling us to do, to learn to grow together and to trust. Amen.